Movies and musicals on RTE Lyric FM, sponsored by the Irish Film Institute streaming service IFI at Home, bringing great films from our home to yours. IFIHome.ie.
Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
So, Garrett, we are starting off this afternoon with news of Tilda Swinton, great actress.
Great actress. And I don't know if you saw the movie The Souvenir. Her daughter actually starred in it.
That's right. Well,
she's going to reunite with that director, Joanna Hogg, on a secret new project titled The Eternal Daughter. Carla Sophia Davis and Joseph Mydell co-star in the film, which is reportedly already wrapped. Now, this is a separate project to one that's already completed, The Souvenir Part 2, which also stars Swinton, and both films will be out probably later this year. She's currently in Australia for work in production on a George Miller-directed film called 3,000 Years of Longing.
They're all in Australia at the moment. Paul Mescal's filming in Australia. Matt Damon is filming in Australia. Seems to be the place to be.
Yeah, I suppose they've got a lot under control in terms of, you know, the quarantine measures. We've seen it with the tennis players and stuff as well. So obviously, they have a lot of film studios there. So I think that's probably why we're seeing quite a lot of work between the good COVID guidelines that have been there and the ability to be able to take these things in many of their studios.
All right. You've some nice little updates for us today. What's the latest on Willy Wonka?
So that project has now got a date for release. It's actually St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, 2023 is the release date for Wonka. Yeah, this is what's going to be a project with a really good director, because the Paddington director, Paul King, is in the director's chair.
And this is a prequel, isn't it?
This is a prequel, to the classic Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. David Heyman is producing it. So I think with Paul King in the director's chair, I think we can expect something really good, because people have such a fondness for the Paddington movies that if they can get that right, that'll be a huge hit for Warner Brothers. But 2023, March 17th is when we can expect that on the big screen.
All right. What about Disney?
Yeah, they're moving forward with a TV series reboot of Turner and Hooch, and Mac G has signed on to direct the pilot episode and executive produce the Josh Peck-led Turner and Hooch TV series. It's a reimagining of the 1989 movie that had Tom Hanks starring in it, and it hails from Burn Notice showrunner Matt Nicks. So that's moving forward at Disney. Meanwhile, at Netflix, there's a project called Against the Ice, which has actors Nikolai Coster-Waldau and Charles Dance, who people would have known from Game of Thrones, starring in it. Joe Cole will lead the cast. It sounds really interesting. It's about a Danish expedition attempting to disprove the United States claim to northeastern Greenland. The expedition battles extreme hunger, fatigue, and polar bear attacks. It's called Against the Ice.
All right. Now, the best-selling novel 12 Mighty Orphans is hitting the big screen.
Yeah, Sony Pictures has acquired the worldwide distribution rights to it. It stars Luke Wilson, Martin Sheen, Vanessa Shaw and Robert Duvall. Now, Sheen and Duvall have not shared the screen together since 1979 in Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
But this is adapted. I know that's a long time ago at this stage. But this is adapted, as you say, from the best-selling novel by Jim Dent. It tells the true story of Mighty Mites, the football team of a Fort Worth orphanage who, during the Great Depression, went from playing without shoes or a football to playing in the Texas State Championships, and the team was led by a legendary high school coach, Rusty Russell, who few knew was himself an orphan. So I think it's with that cast and I suppose based on a property like that, it's no wonder that Sony Pictures have moved in there for the worldwide rights at this stage. It's to be directed by Ty Roberts.
All right, the Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival will run from the 3rd to the 14th of March. Some early information broke this week about it, sounding good.
Yeah, they're going to feature 40 international and Irish short films. This is the most that the festival has ever featured, which is great. They've got lots of dedicated programs as well. They'll be doing a selection of movies that have been funded by Screen Ireland. There's a dedicated LGBTQ season and a young audience focus as well. They are obviously going to be running the festival digitally with the hope as well that some of it will be physically as well. Let's hope, as you say, running from March 3rd to the 14th. Those tickets you can get now for the online short screenings. That's at diff.ie. And the full programme and multi-platform events during the festival will be announced on the 3rd of February.
Great stuff. We look forward to that. What trailer watch are you recommending this week, Art?
So this came out just a couple of days ago. It's a sci-fi thriller called Boss Level. It looks quite bizarre,
it does.
Jim Kernahan is a big action director, and certainly action you get in this trailer. Frank Grillo plays a former Special Forces agent trapped in a time loop, repeating the day of his murder. He has to uncover clues about a secret government project headed by a character played by Mel Gibson, which could unlock the mystery. Naomi Watts also stars in it. Michelle Yeoh stars in it as well. Do check out the trailer.
It's extraordinary. What does it remind you of?
Edge of Tomorrow. Do you remember that movie with Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
I think it was called Live, Die, Repeat in other territories as well. But yeah, it just basically has...
Well, it's a shoot-em-ups, isn't it? But it's relentless. It's just this guy who keeps getting killed again and again and again. I'm not sure.
It's hard to know what to make of it. Yeah, but just to check out the trailer yourselves and have a look. Boss Level is the name of the
Boss
movie.
Boss Level. Yeah, interesting one. Okay, let's look at new releases. We're starting off with Netflix.
Yeah, so there's a movie called The White Tiger. This is about an ambitious driver from a rich Indian family, uses his wit and cunning to escape from poverty and become an entrepreneur. It's based on a best-selling novel. Now, there is a series that's coming to Netflix. In fact, the fourth and final season of this series, Call My Agent. It's about a French talent agency. Really enjoyable series.
Oh, I loved it. I can't wait for the fourth season. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Really good. And if you've not seen any of them and you're looking for something to now delve into, highly recommended. Call My Agent. The fourth and final season.
It also means you can travel to Paris, which is kind of nice at the moment. I'm kind of loving watching things in different countries at the moment. What about Sky Cinema?
Yeah, they're going to be showing The King of Staten Island. This is Judd Apatow's movie. It's about Pete Davidson stars in this semi-autobiographical comedy drama about growing up in Staten Island, losing his father during 9/11 and entering the world of stand-up comedy. Another one to mention came out just recently on Amazon Prime, One Night in Miami. I don't know if you've seen this
one
yet.
But
I've managed to see it, and it's quite enjoyable. It's directed by Regina King, and it's based on an award-winning play of the same name. It's a fictional account inspired by four historic figures. You've got Muhammad Ali, you've got Malcolm X, Sam Cooke, and Jim Brown. They're all in this hotel room after a fight in 1964, Cassius Clay's fight in 1964, where he defeated Sonny Liston. It's good. It's quite enjoyable, and some great performances in it too as well. And people are really liking Regina King's directorial work on it as well. So that's called One Night in Miami. That's on Amazon Prime.
All right. And give us a TV movie for the weekend ahead. What are you recommending?
I've not seen this in years, and when I saw it there, I thought, yeah, this is probably worth checking out to see how it has dated. Rain Man,
I wouldn't mind seeing that again. And you're right, though. I wonder, has it dated or not? Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember. But the storyline basically is about this yuppie car dealer, Charlie, discovers his deceased father has left the family fortune to Raymond, the autistic elder brother who he never knew. And so in a bid to get his sort of hands on the money, he tracks him down. He takes him on this road trip where they cross country. And of course, it's a profound learning experience for him. Oscar winning drama, Tom Cruise, Dustin Hoffman, directed by Barry Levinson. Rain Man is on tonight, TG Cahir at 9:30.
I'm definitely going to watch that again. I certainly enjoyed it first time around. And as you say, it's been a while. Gareth, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Aideen.